So, what's going on during metamorphism? Why is this an exciting and interesting process for some geologists to study? Part of it is because we can't go that far down into the interior of the Earth. And so when metamorphic rocks make their way up to Earth's surface, they bring an enormous amount of information with them, kind of like the way that magma does when it comes up to Earth's surface and erupts to form igneous rocks. It's another little snapshot of what's going on down there. And it also can tell us, just like sedimentary rocks did, something about where things were in the past. And this is getting back to the idea that we always see metamorphic rocks occurring somewhere in mountainous areas. When we look at metamorphic rocks, we're going to see that two changes are going to occur. One is that we're going to form some new minerals at the expense of previous existing ones. So we see a lot of minerals in metamorphic rocks that we don't see in igneous or sedimentary rocks. And sometimes if you find certain types of minerals, that tells you right off the bat that you're looking at a metamorphic rock and not one of the other two. We're also going to see that the texture of our rock is going to change as that rock is subjected to more and more pressure and more temperature. And something to always keep in the back of your head is, okay, so we found a metamorphic rock lying on the side of the road. What was that metamorphic rock before it went through metamorphism? The rock that it used to be, we refer to that as the parent rock, can tell you something as well. But if you think about it, if you add that much heat and pressure to a rock, that you're changing the minerals, you're changing the fabric of that rock, you're also losing a lot of information. So if you metamorphose one rock, so much so that you can't easily figure out what it used to be before it went through all that metamorphism, you've lost part of your story. At the same time, some metamorphic rocks change enough that they're definitely a metamorphic rock, but they still retain some of the information that tells you a little bit about the past. Now, something to keep in mind is when we talk about new minerals coming in at the expense of old ones, sometimes we are introducing an entirely new chemistry to that rock. That usually happens when we have a fluid that interacts with the rock as it's undergoing metamorphism. But usually, most metamorphic rocks, the basic chemical composition of that rock is the same as it was in the parent rock. You've just rearranged everything a little bit. So, usually, your composition that you start out with, does it have a lot of sodium and potassium in it? Then you'll end up with a bunch of sodium and potassium at the other end. It's just everything's rearranged a little. But there are times when that will not be the case. So, if we need to raise temperature, and we need to raise pressure, and we need to introduce fluids to make our rock change, what is one way that we could raise the temperature of our rocks? This doesn't mean standing there with a flamethrower, although that is one option. We want to think about ways to raise temperature on an enormous scale, so like the size of a city or half a continent.